New research finds that oil and gas development in the Gulf South will greatly increase greenhouse gas emissions. Tegan Wendland reports on the study from the University of Texas.
Researchers looked at existing and planned oil, gas, and petrochemical infrastructure in Louisiana and Texas. As the country turns away from heavily polluting coal-fired power plants and towards natural gas, the region has seen huge investments in LNG production. But the researchers found that all the new plants and refineries will produce as much pollution as 131 coal-fired power plants. Economics professor Andrew Waxman says that would amount to about 8% of the nation's total emissions once built.
It suggests that these are emissions that are occurring as this industry is growing, and our hope is that future work is going to help to consider the trade-off between coal plant retirement and increase in natural gas.
The paper was published in Environmental Research Letters. Researchers say a follow-up report will explore solutions like carbon sequestration or new technologies to cut emissions. In New Orleans, I'm Tegan Wendland.
A federal court is rejecting a claim that Louisiana lawyers are unconstitutionally required to join and pay dues to the State Bar Association. A New Orleans attorney claimed in a lawsuit filed last year that the requirement violates attorneys' freedom of speech and association rights. But a federal judge on Monday cited Supreme Court precedents in dismissing the claim. The judge says the Supreme Court already has upheld such arrangements. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed fees for using wildlife refuges in southeast Louisiana. The agency also is considering allowing alligator hunts on some. Project leader Neil Lalonde says the permits would raise about $80,000 a year and the hunts about $40,000 a year. The user fees would be $20 for an annual pass or $5 for a one-day pass. One pass would cover 5 national wildlife sites in the New Orleans area and farther east. Another would cover 3 more a bit farther west. The lottery alligator hunt at 6 refuges would be administered by the state. A locker room dance party that included some Louisiana State University football players puffing on cigars was just the start of the celebration for the team that capped off a perfect season with a win against Clemson University in the College Football Playoff National Championship game. Nothing could put a damper on LSU's excitement after winning 42-25 Monday night in New Orleans. Fans celebrated from Bourbon Street in the French Quarter to the Varsity Theater in Baton Rouge after the game. New York City honored LSU by lighting up the Empire State Building in LSU's colors after its victory. Two sports journalists who recently died have been honored in the press box of the Superdome in Louisiana. The honors came Monday night during the College Football Playoff National Championship game between Louisiana State and Clemson Universities. Seats were reserved in the press box for Carly McCord and Edward Ashoff. The 30-year-old McCord died in a plane crash in Louisiana last month on her way to watch LSU play in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. She was the daughter-in-law of LSU offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger. Ashoff died December 24th on his 34th birthday. He had been battling pneumonia. LSU won the title game over Clemson 42-25. The Tigers are on top of the world, and planners are hard at work drawing up Saturday's national championship parade after LSU wiped Clemson 42-25 in New Orleans last night. It's the end of a season that some argue is the most impressive in college football history. Coach Ed Orgeron, who was part of the national championship teams as an assistant at Miami and USC, says it's for the media to decide if the Tigers are the best team.
We're national champs. Well, we're 15-0. Whether we mention it as one of the greatest teams or not, that doesn't matter to me. I think that we're going to get to work. We'll go to class on Wednesday. We'll start working on next year.
Clemson may have had a rough game as a whole, but Jennings native running back Travis Etienne played well with 114 total yards and a touchdown on 5 yards a carry. While he was heartbroken to miss out on a chance to get his second championship ring, he was excited to be back playing ball in Louisiana.
Just being able to play in front of lots of people who had never seen me play before and just trying to create a great first impression on them. So it was just really great to be back and play against the home crowd.
Etienne ended the season with 23 total touchdowns. LSU fans flooded out of bars and restaurants across southeast Louisiana to join hand-in-hand in a celebration of the team's historic success. Here are hundreds of fans reacting as the sidelines emptied out after Joe Burrow and the offense took their final knee. That's audio from Capital City Sports Bar, the Bulldog. While many throughout the state may be showing love for Coach Ed Orgeron, no one is more excited about his success than those in the area where he grew up. Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Lieutenant Brennan Methern says the area already bleeds purple and gold.
That's one thing, so that there's a lot of celebration around LSU winning a national title, but certainly it's to another level this morning as we know that one of our own coached them to that national title.